This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO, broadcasting from the Walmart on Garrity and Franklin. Miller's Mission as we move along, collecting turkeys, collecting cash donations for the Boise Rescue Mission. We're joined by our friend Rachel Sutherland of Fox News Radio. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. I hear you're cold.
To go along with my cold, bitter heart, yes. We're out here, as we do every year, collecting turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission. And you have to wonder if people in Washington are going to be collecting any type of support for this immigration reform going on.
Well, it's interesting. There is a money battle going on for sure, Kevin, here in Washington concerning immigration and how this is all playing out. As the president wants to issue an executive order on immigration, we'd heard about that before. He had warned Congress he wanted legislation on his desk, reform legislation, either that the Senate had passed before or new legislation to reform immigration. He said, okay, if you don't get that done, I'm going to issue an executive order. That could come as early as this week, we're hearing here at Fox News. And if it does, Republicans are threatening to then pull back the purse strings and say, okay, maybe you want Social Security cards for illegal immigrants, but you know what? We are not going to fund that. So we could be looking at a government shutdown by December 11th over all this.
Just in time for the holidays.
Well, that's right. And it really, the American public doesn't really have a taste for government shutdowns. We don't tend to like them. And so Republicans acknowledge that, and they know that really it's not a popular thing to do. At the same time, it is what they have on the table when it comes to dealing with the president on immigration and these executive actions is simply just to cut off the money. That's Congress's job, is to make sure that these that the funds are appropriated the way that they see fit. And so that's kind of the power that they wield.
I guess the calculation by the Republicans is people don't want everything shut off, and they're willing to take the hit if they're protecting the American worker. And most folks, at least if you look at some polls, are not in favor of the president doing this executive action, and they're willing to ride out the storm. On the other hand, Rachel, as you've said, the president wants to make this happen, and he believes that perhaps the government shutdown will once again boomerang on the Republicans. It's like 1994 all over again.
Oh, and we've seen it over and over again with the news network to even have, you know, the countdown clock and everything going on, and we're on the edge of our seats, and then they pass something at 11:59 p.m. And yeah, we're used to this, but we don't like it. We've had it happen before, the partial government shutdown, where our parks are closed, and it's nothing that anyone really likes. But at the same time, you have both sides just really, you know, digging in their heels here, and so it looks like that's a possibility, unless they can come to some kind of agreement ahead of time.
Well, and not only are we talking about a government shutdown over the executive action, but we're also talking about, you know, we have to fund the budget once a year. And, Rachel, I know the folks at Fox News Radio make sure that you're funded so you can pay your bills. And, and you have to be responsible. I mean, you can't sit there and go to, you know, when you're paying your expenses, well, I'm sorry, that program's no longer funded. I'll get back to you when the funds come in.
Well, that's true. You can't run a business that way, but that unfortunately is the way the government tends to run, that we'll just cut off the money, or this funding is not available for that program, and then it's left with just being kind of just nowhere. I think, though, that Congress really will get something done when it comes to keeping the government open. Either they can pass an omnibus spending bill, or perhaps it'll be a continuing resolution, which would be a short-term fix that would kick it down to the 114th Congress when they come in January. So that's one scenario. It may not be the big overhaul to get the government funded long term. It would likely be a short term fix, and it would likely be at the 11th hour. So get ready for that. Happy holidays.
And still we have folks dealing with the sequester cuts and everything else. Rachel Sutherland joining us, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO, that we have a lot of people that have gotten used to working 4 days a week, having their income cut, and you think to yourself, here we are, one of the most prosperous nations on the world, and yet we're not able to fund people because of the sequester cuts that continue to be. Now they've become the norm.
Well, I'll tell you, the military is very concerned about the sequester, Kevin. The Joint Chiefs testified last week. Secretary Hagel talked about progress in the fight against ISIS, which, as we know now, is still alive and well. And they are concerned about the impact of sequester in the new year, because they have asked for quite a bit of funding in fighting ISIS. So, again, yeah, it hits home. It hits home to the average American worker, and it certainly hits home to the military.
Now, I have to ask you an unrelated question to everything, and you're going, oh, no. You ever watch Homeland?
You know, I haven't yet. It's on my to-do list.
It is so sick and twisted realistic about our problems over there. You know, who can we trust and who can't we trust? I'll tell you, not everything in that show is perfect, but it really underscores the challenges and what to fund and what not to fund, which is what we're talking about. Rachel Sutherland, I wish you were here. I'm sure we'd get a lot more turkeys if you were here.
I don't know if that's a good sign or not, but yeah. Well, good luck with that, and stay warm, and I hope things go well for you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. There's Rachel Sutherland joining us from Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller in the morning, and as we move along here, we are collecting turkeys, and we do this every year. Actually, we do it twice a year now, once in the spring and once here in the winter. And winter has hit the Treasure Valley, as we've seen and we've been covering. The roads are still very icy, so you have to make sure that you're good to go. You have to make sure that, in fact, you're safe. And most of us are blessed to have a home. Most of us are blessed to be able to put food on the table. But what happens when we don't have that? And well, you're dependent on organizations like the Boise Rescue Mission that do an outstanding job. Our friend Megan joining us from the Rescue Mission. Megan, good morning.
Well, good morning, sir.
Good to have you with us here. What a trooper you are to be out here in the cold. But, you know, for a lot of folks, the cold is just a way of life. It always hits me when I go out and I'm sitting there going, ouch, it's cold. What would it be like not to have a home, to live in a car, to have a shelter? And thank God that we have groups like yourself that are dedicated to keeping people safe and warm. How have you all been holding up over the extreme temperatures the past week?
Well, we've been very busy. We are very full, and we've gotten lots and lots of great donations as far as helping out with some food and some warm hot coffee, things like that. We've had to kind of extend a little bit our hours for some of the people who are maybe sick or can't move around a lot. So we've been fully staffed, but always need more people and always need more help.
So you are looking for volunteers, or what can we do here? We are collecting turkeys all week, but it's not just about that. Obviously, that's very important, but for people listening right now that haven't a good run or have gotten back on their feet, what can they do to help out?
You know, if they want to come down and volunteer, that would be fantastic. If they want to consider possibly joining our team, you know, we need help in the women and children's shelters and our guest services staff. But if they just feel the call to come down and take a tour and then maybe write a check for a donation, I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to show people what we are going to do with their donation.
What are the holidays like for the kids? Because we all remember being a kid, being young, being impressionable, and being at that age where, you know, everybody's excited about Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You know, a lot of our kids come to us sad and broken and not understanding why they are where they are. And it's an amazing opportunity for us as staff and for us as the community of the Treasure Valley to just rally around them and go, you know what? You're a nice, normal kid right now. I want you to go out and have a snowball fight. And
right.
I want you to go out and just be a normal, dumb kid. Get yourself into a little bit of trouble. And then, you know, we're going to be right here helping you out.
Right. And, of course, there are a lot of folks that contribute to helping the kids academically.
Mm-hmm.
You have such a great program to making sure the kids just aren't hanging around after school but are really bettering themselves. And when they do that, we all succeed, right?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we've got this incredible partnership with Oaths. the student group out of the Bishop Kelly High School, that they come every single day with four or five volunteers to our homework club and help our kids with any kind of academics. And these are great kids that are smart, and they're just sitting there reading with first graders, you know, and that makes such an impression on these little first graders who may not like to read, but when they see that there's a cool older kid that's not only willing to listen but willing to help them, then they're so much more motivated to want to learn more. And when they come and do math problems with them, oh my gosh, that's just the best thing ever. So,
you know, and it's obviously, we appreciate the folks at Bishop Kelly, Coal Valley Christian, and other great groups, CWI, for what they do.
Indeed.
You know, here's something that probably a lot of us don't think about, but today, just because it happens to be a little cold, at 580KIDO, socks.
Yes. Nice, good wool socks. You know, and
they would be good for all of us right now.
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing right now if somebody dropped off a pack of socks. I wouldn't know why they didn't get to the mission, but just kidding. They would totally go to the mission.
Right.
And it's everything from babies all the way to adult men's socks. And if you think about every single person that's, you know, that you encounter, that's the kind of people that we're helping. And it is literally babies, kids, women, men. Everybody needs that kind of protection, especially in this cold.
Indeed. And that's why we're here. BoiseRM.org. How about the needs of, let's say, Ada County versus Canyon County? Thanks to wonderful donations, thanks to the work of the Lord and everybody else, the folks are out of the old lighthouse facility. That's been torn down.
Yes.
They're in a new facility. You've opened up the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. The needs specifically here in Canyon County.
You know, Canyon County is, they're very inclusive, and they love to take care of their own. And it's amazing to watch how when they can put up on the reader board at the lighthouse that they need milk, they need eggs, they need cheese. You know, that day, the people of Nampa and of Caldwell are right there with that milk, those eggs, that cheese, taking care of the men that are needing that are there. And the lighthouse itself, I mean, when they moved to the newer facility, they moved to a different neighborhood,
right,
where there's more need in that neighborhood for food. And so their meals increased tremendously. So they are serving I think they're serving double what they served at the old location on the boulevard. So any kind of food donations are going to be beneficial to Blake and his team over there. Chris Ellison is the director of the lighthouse, and he does.
Yeah, where's Chris right now?
I know, probably at home asleep, turkey. But
and that's right. Don't give a turkey, don't be a turkey.
That's right. Give a turkey, don't be a turkey.
BoiseRM.org. Kevin Miller in the morning. Our great friend Megan with us here at 580KIDO. Talk a little bit about, you know, I was talking to Rob from Team Mazda, Team Subaru, and I said to him, I go, you got to come in for Thanksgiving, whether it's in Boise, whether it's in Nampa, because it'll change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Where these turkeys go that we're asking for the donations.
Yes, you know, and it's the day before Thanksgiving Day that we are doing our great Thanksgiving banquet in Nampa and in Boise. And that is such an incredible day, because that's not only the people that we are serving in our shelters, but those needy families. They may have a roof over their head, but they have to choose between paying the rent, paying the power bill, and buying food. And when we have that opportunity to come and say, you know what, here, there's a Thanksgiving meal all ready for you. And outside, we've got a Thanksgiving turkey box so that tomorrow you've got this ready to go, all set. That is just, that to me is what keeps me where I am.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, it's a social gathering. And you have folks like Governor Otter. You have Mark from Channel
Johnson.
7, Mark Johnson from Channel 7. And he does such a wonderful job, you know, here in our cynical world. And we live in such a great place where works of charity are promoted, where works of charity are just done without promoting, but they just, people appreciate it, that you have Mark Johnson coming in to sing. You have the governor there singing with him. You have other folks.
Good friend here in Nampa, Dave Ferdinand.
Dave Ferdinand, the reluctant guitar player.
Yes.
Playing. And that seems to be lost sometimes in the cynical world that we live in. So it's wonderful, folks. We need you. We ask of this here at 580KIDO twice a year. I know what you're saying. It's a hassle. It's a mess. But really, it does change lives. And how many times do we take a look at ourselves and say, what I do matters? Can I make a difference? Megan, does this make a difference?
Absolutely. Every single day. Every single day there is a life that has changed because of the generosity of this community.
So, folks, time to get up, get out, get some turkeys. And I know it's just day one, especially my friends at the Miller Militia, where we have Two Fly Bry that was here at 5:15, Greg Pruitt at 5:45. And that was impressive when they just showed up.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
loved
so
it.
We'd love to see more. Again, we're just getting underway. Time for traffic at 5:80.
Juokseros pios antroposisi pos parpatai.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
In English translation, that means I know the kind of man you are by the way you walk.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. That's a great thing you're doing with the Boise Rescue Mission. I appreciate it.
Because I'm KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, Miller's mission continuing, hashtag Miller's mission. Living the dream here at 580 KIDO. Oh, my goodness. You know, how many of you believe in global warming now? as you're scraping the ice, as you're maxing out the defroster and everything else. You know, folks, now is the time of year. What a great lesson we had in humility. We take a look at mastering things. We live in, you know, whether you live in a good house, a not-so-good house. I was driving by the house I rented for 5 years on my way in this morning, and Mrs. Miller always says, oh, you know, well, you never want to leave that house. And, you know, somebody in there, warm and safe, and that's great. Their car works. They're having a good time. But what happens when things go wrong? And maybe we've deluded ourselves again with the stock market blowing up, with unemployment allegedly at 5.9, but you look at good Americans, good Idahoans, working more and getting less. And occasionally people need help. And you have groups like the Boise Rescue Mission, which is what we're here for, collecting turkeys. And I'm always amazed by the people that show up and give. You know, just a moment ago, and young Jacob can attest to this, and hopefully he won't incinerate himself next to the heater here, but it's cold. It's cold if you got to work out in the weather today. It's cold if you have to just get in your car. And personally, I've got boots on. My feet were still cold. So I went in and I got an extra pair of socks on. For some folks, that's a luxury. For some folks, they're out in tennis shoes because they don't have anything. And I know what you're saying. Well, Kevin, I work hard for everything that I have. Let them go out and get a job. And you know something, no one's perfect, but a lot of people are. A lot of parents to make sure their kids are good to go, and they're not, the good parents. And, you know, it just underscores the need. So we would love for you to stop by and donate some items. I know it's early. I know it's only 7:28, but we'll be doing this all this week. And like I said, if we can make it better for one family here in the Treasure Valley, we've accomplished our mission. Couldn't do it without Nelson's RV. They've really set me up. It's funny because Larry Gebert will always say, oh, you're roughing it, and it's not really roughing it. It's not anything compared to what people go through. We would never, ever try and convince you that it was, but the generosity of Nelson's RV, certainly their Caldwell location for giving us something that we'll be comfortable in. We've kind of dubbed it Capricorn One, just because it feels like, I don't know if you've been out, and if you are, like we're on the dark side of the moon. Team Mazda Subaru. In Napa, they've got a great forester out here. And, you know, too many times we get cynical in life. But the more I am with you, the more I am blessed to be with you, and I hope it's for many, many more years, it's the power of people. Like I said, Rob at Team Subaru, I was there with he and Aaron going over everything. And they said, Kevin, don't even mention us. But without those folks, we can't do this because we're a commercial entity. And I will say something for the management of our facility led by Kevin Godwin that, you know, I've worked at many radio stations and I talk to a lot of people and they always say, well, Kevin, that's great for what you do. And I've known people and they say, Kevin, we can't do what you do. And I go, why not? Well, there are people that are saying, you should charge charitable groups. You shouldn't give back to your community. And that's why some radio people are in trouble. So we're blessed that we have leadership at the top, led by Kevin Godwin and our great friend Dave Burnett, who understand the need to give back, and we appreciate that. And it's funny because I just thought that this is the way it is, and having worked in other places, you have people that say, no, no charity, we're going to take it all for ourselves. So I just want to let you know that this is a group effort here. Now, back to global warming. You're going to love this one because people are debating Keystone. Let's take a listen.
Breakthrough with China. Sure. And the criticism already from many Republicans, including the incoming leader of the Environmental Committee on the Senate side, James Inhofe, who said in the president's climate change deal, the United States will be required to more steeply reduce our carbon emissions while China won't have to reduce anything. This deal is a non-binding charade. What are you facing as you approach climate deniers, for instance, like Senator Inhofe and others?
Climate deniers. Okay, where's that global warming today? Does anybody believe in global warming today? It's minus two. It's minus two or two. Where are the global? Well, it's just because of global warming that it's cold. Really? Let's go to Gene in CUNA, 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. How are you, Frosty and Froze?
You know something? I'm just a plump little frozen dish of pumpkin pie right now.
Like a curmudgeon, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, the pear meets the curmudgeon. Okay, we're good then. they say that fruits and vegetables go good together. At least they're still in the produce aisle, huh?
Exactly.
Hey, this thing with ISIS, you know, I guess I never will understand this president. I mean, if this would have been happening in North Vietnam when we were there, my team would have went in, and that would have been the end of about 20 or 30 of them, just right on the spot. No questions asked, no bias towards any one of them. It would just been they'd all died the same. And it's like, this president doesn't want to win anything. He doesn't even have a clue on how to run a military. He's never been in a situation where he's actually had to take a human life. But if he ever did get in that situation, he'd probably be crying like a baby. I mean, I did for a long time until I finally become desensitized to it. And it's like nobody is born to do this kind of job. It's just you have to work at it, and then pretty soon it just happens. So, there's no rhyme or reason for it. It just does, and I'm sure my military brethren out there that have had to take lives and almost had their life taken, I'm sure they can agree that this isn't something that just happens. You have to work at it and just have to separate yourself from it because the horrors of war are literally that, the horrors of war. And unfortunately, ISIS, they think that the whole world should be Islam, and that's not the way that our Father in Heaven set it up. Sure, we should all be equal. Well, yeah, I agree to that. And we should all have the right to have our own religious beliefs. But don't push your religious beliefs off on somebody else if they don't want to hear it.
Well, and unfortunately, we lost another American over the weekend, a former military. I think he was an Army Ranger who went over there just to help those folks. And here's the disturbing thing that scares me is that they're making these guys, or they think that, and maybe it is a benefit for a little while. They are going, you know, they convert, and it doesn't save their lives in the end. And you know, how can we describe something, Gene, at 580 KIDO, where you are forced to convert to a religion that you don't believe in? You recite it so much it becomes second nature, and they kill you anyway.
Right. The thing is, Kevin, is that you cannot change an idea. You have to kill the idea. An idea is something that's embedded in someone's head. They believe it so strongly. Case in point, an NVA that I was in close quarters combat with, hand to hand, face to face. When I stuck my knife in his chest, right down to his heart, and twisted the knife, okay? I looked into his eyes and there was nothing there. Black holes, dark, deep, dark black holes. No emotion, no regret, no remorse, no nothing. They were just there. And it's like, I had a hard time dealing with that because, my goodness, there was no emotion. Yet they believed so passionately about what they believed and about that this was their land and that they had the right to impose their will on everybody. They believed it so passionately that they were willing to die for it. They didn't care. It was an idea. And the only way to get rid of an idea is to kill the idea at the source.
Well, you have to have the political will to do that, Gene.
Well, you have to have people that are willing to go to the nth degree to do it. And our Congress and our Senate and our president sure as heck is not going to do that. So, my friend, I will see you later on this week with maybe a fistful of turkeys, maybe a fistful of dollars. Who knows what I can bring. But I'll be down there to see you later on this week, my friend.
You just bring yourself. Thank you, Gene.
Okay, thank you, brother. Bye-bye now. God bless.
God bless. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Well, good morning, Kevin. It's such a beautiful morning to be out here.
Don't stand too next to the heater. You'll catch on fire.
Fire at all.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And don't forget your chance to win $1,000 today at 11 and at 2 o'clock. That would be Glenn Beck and Dave Ramsey. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Looking forward to seeing you today here at the Walmart Garrity in Franklin, our old home. Here we are collecting turkeys, collecting donations for the Boise Rescue Mission. It is Monday. We'll be here till Saturday at 6 o'clock, and I was talking to our friend Randy with the Ghost Mountain Riders, or the Mountain Ghost Riders. They're a motorcycle club. And they decided that they'll bring some turkeys. I think last year they brought like 20 turkeys. Amazing. Now, I don't know if they'll be riding. And I said, well, don't come out this week. And he said he wasn't. So just another example of people giving back. And that's what we're doing here. For more information, 580KIDO.com. You can see me dressed up as a giant turkey. No kidding. That's one big bird. Phone numbers here, 580-5436. 580-KIDO, does anybody believe in global warming anymore? And, you know, we look at the loss of jobs in America today and the loss of jobs in Idaho, and it comes down to some of these goofy treaties. Let's actually hear this clip.
I want to ask you, of course, about...
Let's hear this clip debating Keystone and everything else. And I love what the president said the other day. Well, the oil won't be going to Keystone anyway. Won't be going to folks in America. And I go, what does he mean? And, oh, that's going to other countries. So another reason not to employ people to build a pipeline that will make us more efficient when it comes to energy. Let's take a listen.
This major breakthrough with China. Sure. And the criticism already from many Republicans, including the incoming leader of the Environmental Committee on the Senate side, James Inhofe, who said in the president's climate change deal, the United States will be required to more steeply reduce our carbon emissions while China won't have to reduce anything. This deal is a non-binding charade. What are you facing as you approach climate deniers, for instance, like Senator Inhofe and others on the Senate side and critics on the House side now that you have you know, the Republicans in charge?
Well, with all due respect to the senator and others, this joint announcement is a big step forward.
And there we have it. Thank you, young man, for stopping by. We appreciate that and your generous donation for the Boise Rescue Mission. And here's the issue here, and I would love to see some of our politicians address this. Okay, no more coal for America, no more coal for Idaho, no more coal for West Virginia. That's why that Senate seat flipped there, because we're going to become more efficient. And after we become more efficient, we're going to ship our jobs everywhere else, and we're going to ask other people to, in fact, live under the same restrictions. And the Chinese are not going to live under those restrictions. In fact, if you notice why our air quality is so bad, and this is scientifically proven, it's because we're inhaling all the air from China. That's right, because of their pollution. They don't have pollution controls like we do. So we're eliminating great jobs here. In addition to that, we're handicapping ourselves when it comes to dealing with the environment. So that's one issue. Number two, tongue-in-cheek here at 580 KIDO, how many of you driving around today believe in global warming. How many of you today believe in global warming? I have yet to see any type of proof of global warming. I mean, it's 2 degrees, 4 degrees, right? And yet you're going to have people saying global warming. So as you're trying to scrape the ice, or when you're driving down the highway or Fairview or Cherry or Overland or what have you, and all of a sudden the road gets a little bad, think of those non-believers, those people that continue to permeate the goofy propaganda of global warming. And that's a question that we can throw out very easy, very quick. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Does the weather change your mind about global warming? Let's get you to work safely and on time at 5.
Dio and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:54, Kevin Miller in the morning. 580-KIDO, do want to thank just everyone for being here. We're just getting started, and I understand it's very cold outside, but imagine if you don't have a meal, if you don't have clothes, we're here to collect that for our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission, boiserm.org. Big ups to Team Subaru for sponsoring this event, for, in fact, coming out and saying, Kevin, we believe in you, and allowing us to do this. Nelson's RV for giving us something warm and comfortable to live in. And now that's one of the blessings, I suppose, of the uncertainty that we live in. It makes us appreciate what we have and what we don't have, and to help others. We had a young man stop by and give a big donation. We thank him for that. Didn't really want any recognition. Was just that quiet nobility that resonates here in the Treasure Valley. So we thank you, sir, for helping out. You've made the holidays a better place. We appreciate that. Let's get back to some other topics here. We're talking about global warming. Can anybody really defend global warming in Idaho with a straight face? And, of course, something that continues to give, and that is the comments of Jonathan Gruber.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
You know, here's the deal. We've had health care for a while. And look, health care was not perfect. And there are a lot of people, and we heard earlier from Mr. Gruber when he was talking about the Cadillac plans and everything else. But, you know, what I always liked is, and it's so humbling when you go into the hospital. It's like I said, going to the body shop. You know, there's a big news story. 126 collisions, 20 in Canyon County, 100 in Ada County. And the body men are going crazy. Well, of course, it's white gold. If you got a snow plow, if you got a shovel, or if you got a body shop, you're doing great. But I don't know, and maybe it's because I have respect for chain of command. I have respect for things. We do. And when you walk in, I just feel kind of dirty when I go into a place, whether it's the hospital, and they say, where's your insurance card, not how are you doing, or into a body shop when they go, is this going to be insurance or are you paying for it? And when you say insurance, they go, oh, goody. And when you say, no, I'm going to pay for it, they go, oh. There's something just dirty about that, right? Think about that as we, you know, clamor for more work for the body men. And not to rip body shop guys. That's hard work. That's noble work. But, you know, shouldn't there be something absolute about it? Shouldn't there be something when we say, hey, guys, you know, this is the damage you're going to pay. You don't jack it up. And that's the problem with the healthcare system. You know, people before could be denied because of previous conditions. Okay, that was wrong. But the solution, I think, is worse than the cure when you have people across the country losing their health care, or some people that have never had it and don't get it. And thus, what is the promise of Obamacare? Unfulfilled, right? And tell that to the people that are going to lose their coverage or pay more for less. Who makes money? the insurance companies, and wasn't it the folks that were in favor of this that were going to make it fair and social justice? I'm still wondering if anybody has enough guts to defend global warming. All right, let's get you to work safely and on time. Hey, we're at the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin. Would love to see you. We're collecting turkeys. Give a turkey, don't be one. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.